Zogt der Gemara mit Vav am Beis. Wir starten der Gemara on top of the Amit. Omar Shmuel. Ein Arosh Poiter bin Nefalim. We know that if a Nefel is born first and then subsequently have let's say it's a twin, another baby comes out, so a Pater is the second baby from Pidyon HaBen because it's considered already a Pater Rechem. How much of the navel has to come out to be called a Pater Rechem? Shmuel says, "Ein arosh poter b'nefalim." Just the head coming out is not enough. Even though usually a head coming out is called a birth, but regarding a navel, it's not called a birth to make Pater Rechem. My time, k'darsh from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol ha'shenishmas ruach chayim be'apov." That's the pasuk says. It says ruach chayim be'apov. His living ruach is in his face. Kol ha'shenishmas ruach chayim be'apov u'duchashiv reishay. When is it chashiv birth when his head comes out, when he has ruach chaim, when he's a living being? Idach, but if it's a nefel, it's chashiv reisha. His head's not chashiv. It's supposed to be mechadish that if the head comes out by a nefel, it's not going to pat to the next child from a char. It's not going to be called a pater rechem. Zochtegum mishnah vayta tanan. It says that our mishnah haba achana fall mshiotzer reisha chayi. If a child comes after a nafel that the head came out alive, or ben tisha shiatsa reishe meis, or ben tisha that the head came out dead, both these cases are raya that you see clearly. Tani meis reishei reishei. It says reishei. It says clearly that a reishei that comes out is already called a patering a peterechem, and there's no bechar lekayin like our Mishnah says. And here it just says reishei. And for the Gemara, my rush reishei rubai. It means roiv of his guf, not reishei. The list of Rubai, so say Rubai, I say Rashi. But then you're right, the Bayal Misti Rubai. But I did Kabayal Misti Seifa, since the Seifa has to say Rashi, we'll see why in a second. Therefore, the Rashi also says Rashi. Why does Seifa have to say Rashi? Right? Let's see what Mara says. But I did Kabayal Misti Seifa, Ben Tisha, Shiyotza, Rashi, Mace. And we want to make a diak. Taimoy, the Rashi, Mace. Smash Mouth, the Rashi came out dead, that's when it patters only for Kayin, not for Pishnayim. If the head comes out alive, even disqualifies the second baby from Pishnayim. And that we know has to be Rosh, that it's even Rosh, because that's alive. The dik is, but if the Rosh came out alive, it would pat everything. And that we know is Rosh alone. Therefore, in the Rosh also says Rosh, Taranami, Tarashanami Rosh. So it comes out for Shmuel, really you need Rosh Verubai for a Nefel. I wanted to say Roshay. It tells the Chiddush that if the Roshay comes out alive and it's a 9-month full-term baby, then just the head coming out already patters the next baby even from Pishnayim. It can't be Pishnayim or Pidyon HaBen. So that comes out as the Chiddush according to Shmuel from our Mishnah. Keeping the Mepik Roshay, according to Shmuel, it has to be. If it said the whole Roshay just for that, it must be that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that if the Behema, if the the baby sticks out its head alive, it's called Leida. For Eiti Gemara, Tanina, we know this already. We learned in the Mishnah Chulin that if a head comes out, it's called a Leida. Tanina, Hoitzi Roshay, if the behema sticks its head out, Af Bishach Zira, even goes back in, Reze Keilud, it's Negea, Shechin, the mother, for patters the child by a behema. So it says once the Rosha comes out, even if it turns it back inside, it's called a Leida. So you see a Rosha is called a Leida. Maybe you'd say, in Chulin talking about Behema. And our Mishnah is teaching us Adam. Why? Because the Adam Behema lo yalef. Just because Behema is called Leida by Rosh, you're not going to learn out to Adam. Why not? The less lay praised her. Because by Isha, she has her two thighs, so you don't really see the head when it comes out until the whole body comes out. Mashaken behema doesn't have any blockage, so the minute the behema the head comes out of the behema, you see it already. So maybe that's why it's called Leida. Maybe not, but Adam not. That's why we need Adam. And the Gemara speaks out also behema the muscle yafa from the chashiv parts of panim today, because Adam's face is more chashiv than a behema. But the Gemara says mechitema we have to say our Mishnah teaches Adam because we wouldn't know from behema. Hanami Tanina, it's also in first Mishnah in Masechtas Nida. It says Yotza Kadarko, if it came out head first, which is normal, it says in the Mishnah, Yotza Rav Roshoy, it's already called a Leida, Legabi Tumav, Ezu Rav Roshoy, Mishtetza Vedachta, when the forehead comes out. So you see that can't be the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So it must be the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that a Nefel Roshoy is enough. And it's a Kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara in Yechonami writes, Yufto de Shmuel Tiyufto. Shmuel is slugged up, and Shmuel is not true. And of course, a Nefel, which head is born already, is enough to be called a Peter Rechem, and Alpata the next baby from Pinyon Haben. So the Gemara Vayta were discussing what's called a Leida. Amar Rav Shimon Malakish. Pedachas, Peteris, Bechol, Mokim, Chutzvan, and Achla. A forehead comes out, is called a Leida, even without the rest of the face, just the forehead coming out, is enough of a Leida for everything, besides for Nachla, besides for Yerusha, besides for Pishnayim, my time, because by Pishnayim it says, Yak Yerim Rachman, it says recognize. And Rav Lakish holds that to recognize someone is not enough for the forehead, you have to recognize the face. V'yechanam afil Nachla, even Nachla, because V'yechanam holds that you can recognize a person from his forehead, or so, therefore even for Nachla, it's called a Leida, if just the forehead comes out. When Rav Shimon Lakish says, V'chol Makayim, besides V'nachla, what do you mean V'chol Makayim? V'asuyim, what's it coming to include? L'asuyim ha'da Torah Rabbanon, G'yoris yotza padachta. A G'yoris is giving birth, and the padachas came out already of the baby, the forehead of the baby came out. While she was still a guy, the forehead of the baby came out. Then she became a ger. You don't make tyra. You don't give her. You make tuma tyra because she. It's called. She had a birth already while she was a guy. Don't bring carbon later. And that's what it means. V'chal makayim, a forehead is called a birth, even legabe a isha who is megayir in the middle. But like upon him, we have a chiddush from Malakish and Rav Yechanan. If by Nachala a forehead is enough, according to Shlakas, you need the face also, because of a Yakir. And according to Bechon, he says, no, you can recognize him from the Padachta already. It says in a Braisa, Yakir Zua Karasponim. Yakir means you have to recognize. Ezua Karasponim, Zokta Braisa, parts of Ponim, Imachaitim, the face with the nose. So you see, it's a Kasha or Rabbi Yechanan. See, it's a Kasha or Rabbi Yechanan. What it means to say is, not imachaitim, the face until the nose, which is the forehead. Tashma, I'll try another kasha of Yechron. Eime idim ella al parts of ponim imachaitim. Here we're talking about meid a yaguna. There's an isha whose husband didn't come back from war, and we want edim that her husband died. So someone comes and says edis. So the Mishnah says, Eime idim ella al parts of ponim. You have to say Eidus on his face with the nose. So again, the Kasha Rav Yechanan, see, you need the nose, you need the whole face to recognize. So Gemara 3, Arachaitim, until the nose, just before it. Toshima, and this Raya is going to be a more clear Raya. Toshima says in a Braisa about Eidim by Isha, by Aguna. If the Eidim only saw the Padachas below parts of Padam, only the forehead without the face, or parts of Padam below the Padachas, only the face without the forehead, Ein Me'idim. It's not enough for Eidus. Achi Shiyu Shneim. Till you see both the forehead and the face imachaitim with nose. Here it's clear. It says clearly the forehead is not enough. So kasha Rabbi Yechanan. Vamabaya v'temer akana. Micro. Where you see this in a pasuk? I bring it right to the brayso. It says akara is pnei amonsabem. You see, to have akara, to have recognize, you have to see the face. Pasuk shalat is pasuk talking about something else. Talking about his nus that you could tell from the child if his mother was mezanah. He looks like the person who's mezanah with the mother. But Al Kapanim, we see that there's the way you recognize someone is from the face. So it's a Kasha Rabbi Yechanan. So at the Gemara, Shani Edis Isha Dachmi Rabbi Rabbanon. Yechanan says, you're right. Really, a forehead is enough. But why do you need a face and a forehead by Edis Isha? Because you're more machmir by Edis Isha. You want to marry off an Isha Sish, that's more machmir. Right, the Mamiyachmiru, we were machmir Aguna. We know, we always do coolest by Aguna. But Tanan, Husku Lias Masiyim. Aiden Piaid, if you know Hukzagu Lias Masiyim, Aiden Piaid, you know, the halacha is, we even marry off a Isha, Aguna, Aiden Piaid, usually Aiden Piaid, the Aid here's for another Aid is not enough of Aidus, but we will make it by Aguna. Also, P Isha, Isha's Pasla Aidus, but for Aguna we allowed her, P Evan, P Shivcha, we allowed her Evan or Shivcha, so we see we're more makel by Aguna. So why are we saying more machmer, you have to have more recognizable features? So, tomorrow. They're only makel if you have a clear picture of the person, then they were makel in the chain of the Eidus. But chilasa, at the beginning, loy kilo rabbanon. But chilasa, they were not makel. But chilasa, loy kilo rabbanon means the actual seeing has to be a clear picture of the person, and that they were not meikel. So coming out, Rabbi Yechon saying, really a forehead is enough. But by Aguna, they were more machmir to have a better recognizable features, and even though they were meikel in the chain of the Eidus. That's one teretz. If by Yisema, another teretz is, Tapamem Zayin or Aleph, another teretz is, Yakir lechud lakaras panim lechud. It says by Bechar, Lenachlo, it says Yakir. And Yakir is enough with the Padachas. That level recognizable. But by Isha, it is Isha, you need Akaras Panim. And that you need more, of course, and that's why you need even the face and the Padachas. And therefore it's not Akasha or Rabbi Yechanan.